Welcome back to the second episode of the Just Cho podcast. I'm here with Jack.
Yo, yo.
And unfortunately, Alohe cannot make it. He had some other things in his schedule and he couldn't make it, so we'll have to fill in as best we can.
Yep.
So, I think number one priority on the list, I mean, we always talk about the NBA is... And you can probably see it from the image right now, is the Blake Griffin trade. I think last Sunday, he announced that he was arriving to the Nets to join with Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden. And basically, the reason why the trade went down is so that the Detroit Pistons look to like develop younger talent, and Blake Griffin wants to compete and like still play on a team. So... you can make a case for having the Nets be the best possible destination for Blake Griffin. Whether or not he's going to be as impactful as people say he will be is, like, up to speculation, and we can only say when we, like, watch the rest of the season play out. So how do you think Blake Griffin will play for the Nets?
I think he just kind of makes them better offensively, which, I mean, they already had a lot of offense. I don't really think he fixes any defensive problems that they had. So, I mean, it makes them better. I don't know how much better, but definitely better. And I think that he is in a great place to compete. That's definitely what he wants to do. He's back with DeAndre, so, like, he already has that chemistry there from their time on the Clippers. I'll be interested to see how all three of them play together, all four of them now play together, because... that's another person who probably is going to want to score. So we'll see how it all works out. I mean, chemistry is going to be an issue, but I think if they work it out, they're pretty much unstoppable and definitely the NBA favorites right now to win the championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the biggest reason why they might not be as impactful is his injury history. Like,
Yeah. You
can obviously make a case of him being the most athletic player in the NBA for the better part of the 2010s and such. Like, that era of Lob City with Chris Paul, DeAndre Jordan, and the Clippers. But now, like, both of his knees are injured, his back has been through the ringer, and, like, everything else that's, like, plagued his career. He's basically transformed into a three-point shooter. And I think...
I
was watching Undisputed the other day, and they had a debate on this exact topic, and Skip Bayless, I think he put it pretty well when he was like, he'll make the Nets just a little bit better, and like, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, it's not like a dramatic change.
Yeah. So whether or not exactly. It's not going to be that big of a change. That's my take on it. He'll add another, like, what, three-point shooter? I don't know what his stats are, but I understand that they're not, like, the most... filling stat line.
Yeah, I mean, he's been out this year, and, like, he hasn't really wanted to play in Detroit, so his stats aren't going to be good, but probably average, like, 13, 14, 15, and, I mean, he's just one more player that the other team has to worry about guarding, so it's just another threat on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
like, bait for KD and...
yeah, bait, and, like, I mean, you know, he can score. It's not like he's a complete bum, so, like, you kind of have to respect them a little bit. So I think, yeah, like you said, it makes them a little better, but it doesn't make them astronomically, you know, astronomically better.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, like, go ahead.
No, I was about to say, like, I mean, this is probably, like, an easy question, but I feel like it's up for debate. Do you think this puts them over the Lakers or no? Or at least closer to overcoming the Lakers?
I thought they were over the Lakers before, to be honest. Like, I don't get the whole Lakers hype. Like, the Miami Heat took two games off the Lakers last year.
Their
best player was, like, Jimmy Butler and, like, Bam. And, like, they're good. Like, I'm a Heat fan, so, like, they're good. But if the Heat took two games off of them, like, I don't see how the Brooklyn Nets, who have Kyrie, James Harden, and KD, plus now Blake, aren't, like, the favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think people respect LeBron. And they're always going to be like, oh, it's LeBron, he can do anything. And, like, that's true. He'd be like 3-1 comeback, and he's obviously one of the best players of all time. But this team is insane. So I think this is definitely, like, this definitely puts them ahead of the Lakers, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, only time will tell. This is obviously a very, very stacked team on paper.
Yeah.
This is a very on-paper team, I'll be real with you.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, I guess time will tell. I mean, obviously, they're
the question is, the Nets are obviously going to score like a shit ton of points. Like, defense is really the priority here. So the question is, can other teams keep up with the amount of points that the Nets are going to score?
That is a
Because if they can't, they're going to lose. Can LeBron and AD put up the same amount of points that Blake, James, Katie, and Kyrie are going to put up? And like, that's what's going to have to happen. So we'll see. It'll be interesting. But I definitely will not be surprised if the Nets win like the NBA Finals. You know, 4-1, 4-2, something like that.
Yeah. That is a very good question. I think a lot of NBA fans, such as ourselves, are going to like look out more for this team and how they stack well against the players of the or the big teams of the West that have been revered.
Yeah. What do you think is better though? The Warriors? Like on paper. The Warriors with KD or this team?
That's a good question. Probably
like on paper.
Oh, probably probably the Warriors. Just because they went
so?
I think so. Just
no,
because
I
they
like
went
on paper, like not like records, like on paper, like the players on the team. You think the Warriors have like better players on paper?
I feel like they do because they have more roles to play, whereas in the Nets, everybody, or at least like the big three, are really, really good at scoring at will in the basket. And distributing the ball between the three of them is the biggest challenge, in my opinion.
You think the Warriors are more well-rounded?
Yes. And the Nets have no defense.
Yeah, I can see that. That's true. I just look at like James Harden, KD, like Kyrie and Blake, it's like that's kind of crazy. That's like a fantasy basketball team.
Yeah, you're right. I'm not taking anything away from the Nets. That is an absolutely crazy team, but.
So you think if LeBron beats this team, that puts him above Michael Jordan?
There will definitely be more validity towards LeBron over MJ argument if he beats this Nets team.
Yeah, right?
It'll just increase his validity as the GOAT, true GOAT.
Because I don't know much about basketball in the 90s, but I don't think Michael Jordan ever had to play a team like this. So, with fucking three superstars and one guy who has potential to be a good, like, role player. So, yeah. Speaking of the Heat, though, I know I brought up the Heat earlier, but, like, do you want to talk about the whole Myers-Leonard thing?
Yeah. I was about to move on to that topic as well. So, a couple days ago, the Heat center and power forward, Myles Leonard, has been caught on stream in 4K saying anti-Semitic slurs during a video game live stream. And a lot of people, of course, he got like a bunch of controversy and a bunch of backlash from fans, people. And what makes it even more awkward is that like the Heat's owner and his son,
he's Jewish, right?
Yeah, they're all Jewish. And so that prompted an apology post on his Instagram. Basically, like, he's deeply regretful of his actions. As of now, he is suspended from the team indefinitely. I think he was injured with a shoulder injury in February, so he wasn't getting that much play time to begin with.
Yeah, he wasn't even playing.
And I think, I don't know if they're going to, like, void his contract or not. I don't know the exact details of his contract, but I think, if they choose to, like, void him, they'll just get their cap space back or something.
I mean, he's a good player. Like, I liked him when he was on the Blazers. He was good with, like, they had Zach Collins. I think he was on the Blazers, right? Myers Leonard, Zach Collins. I could be wrong about that. I'm like 90% sure he was on the Blazers. But even then, I know for sure he's on the Heat, obviously, and I'm a Heat fan, so I watched him last year. And he was a good center. Like, I think he's better than Kelly Olynyk. So it kind of sucks that he said this, because this is kind of going to put his future in jeopardy on the team. But at the same time, like, you're 30 years old. Like, you should know better. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, he said so himself. He was like, yeah, I was, like, ignorant of, like, what I said. and
but
stuff
how
like that. Like,
ignorant. Like, you're 30, dude. Like, you're a grown man. Like, come on.
Yo, it's that Call of Duty type.
That Call of Duty mindset?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's like when you're 12. Not when you're 30. I don't know. It's just kind of wild to me.
Yeah, shit gets crazy in the heat of the moment. I'll say that. That's one important takeaway. So you just, like, all the more reason to be careful.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no excuse.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a bad situation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I don't think there's much else to say. Like, it was bad. Like,
I mean, like, Julian Edelman, like, who is also Jewish, sent him a letter saying, like, yo, like, I'm willing to teach you about, like, our culture and our heritage and, like, what our values are to you so that you understand and not make these ignorant mistakes again, which I think was a really good move by him, because I think he did the same with Deshaun Jackson as well when he said some anti-Semitic shit, too.
It wasn't Deshaun Jackson's, like, not to compare bad things, but, like, wasn't Deshaun Jackson's, like, way worse? Like, wasn't he, like, Hitler was, like, kind of good? Or something like that?
Something like that. I remember.
Yeah, I feel like Deshaun's was... I mean, I don't want to say, like, what's worse, but that one was pretty crazy, too.
Yeah. It's like...
There's just a lot of really ignorant people out there.
Mm-hmm. A lot of miscontextualizations about a lot of things that people fuck up.
Yeah, for sure.
Even if it's for the jokes, like, a lot of people...
Yeah.
Especially with how PC our culture is right now.
That's true. So if you said this, like, 20 years ago, like, let's say there was, like, Twitch, like, in 1993, no one would really care, I feel like.
I mean, they probably would care, just not to this extent. But
yeah, I don't
obviously
think
we can't tell
suspended.
Because, like, social media wasn't a thing back in the day.
I guess it'd be interesting to see, was there ever, like, an athlete who said something really crazy back then? And if he did, what was, like, the repercussions? Like, I'd be interested to see what, if that situation is real. Mm-hmm. It'd be kind of interesting to see how, like, society has, like, changed. But I can't really think of an example. I mean, Michael Jordan did say that one thing about, like, Republicans or whatever, but that wasn't really that crazy. And I think that was more, like, personal. Like, he didn't, like, say that to, like, the media. So, I don't know.
Yeah, part of Jordan's mystique was, like, his kind of off the ball, but not really off the ball stuff off the court. Like, his gambling problems.
Right, but, like, he never said anything, like, anti-Semitic, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of, like, the rumors you hear back in the day, like, before they were well cemented in social media, they were, like, heavily embellished, especially today, probably.
Yeah, for sure. People exaggerate everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you're caught on camera, like, Myers Leonard, you can't really hide it, like, pretty obviously.
The evidence is right there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. In plasma HD... 8K, bro. Not even, like...
8K. 30K.
Yeah, honestly. For real.
Yeah. Alright, I saw some other topics, though. Like, what else you got?
So, Dak got re-signed to the Cowboys. Are you hyped for my man?
So, I mean, I'm a Washington fan, so not really. but, like...
I'm happy for him, though.
I mean, that's good.
Definitely deserved.
That's good for him as a person, yeah.
Yeah. Especially since he's, like...
Yeah, it's good, I mean. Go for it?
I was about to say, since he's, like, he's been battling with a lot of stuff, like, off the field, too. Like, his brother dying of cancer and shit.
His brother dying, he got injured, like, early in the season.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's a good move for the Cowboys. Like, Dak is a good quarterback, so...
Mm-hmm. And he's a pretty good one, too. Like, he's integral to the team's success, and I think he's got the franchise tag on him or something like that. I think he's getting, like, $70 million guaranteed or something like that. Like, $140 million over the 4 years or something.
He's getting a bag, for sure.
For sure.
We'll see how the Cowboys... Do you think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs now that he's, like, definitely on the team?
Their chances are, like, shot up. Because who else was at the helm? Like, Andy Dalton... Balducci or whatever his name is.
Dude, Ben DiNucci from
DiNucci,
JMU,
yeah.
Bro, my college. Don't disrespect the GOAT. Okay? JMU alum right here. All
he
right.
Didn't make it to the
no,
NFL.
Real,
I can't hate. I can't hate.
He made it. I mean, he sucked, but he made it. He started the game too, shit.
Yeah, for real.
But he was fucking ass when he did, but he started. No, but like I know we're gonna talk about Washington later, so it's a good segue. That like, Washington, we don't know who our quarterback is. The Giants have Daniel Jones and mid. I mean, Saquon's coming back, but like I don't know. We'll see what he can do. And then like the Eagles have Jalen Hurts, who's like relatively unproven. So
yeah, he's really
I think the Cowboys are in a good position to secure the NFC East.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, all the other teams in the East have to step up in their quarterback selections after their big signing with Dak, because he's one of the more well-rounded ones in terms of like athleticism and intangibles, like leadership and like leading a team.
Oh yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. He's like just the kind of guy you want on your team. So, I mean, I'm sure he's happy. I'm sure the Cowboys team is happy. Like the players, they probably like him. I've never heard any like beef between like Dak and Zeke or anything like that. Like, they're just a good team.
Yeah.
If they can get a defense, they'll be solid. They need a defense, but like if they get one, like, he'll be solid.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of the like the reason why this kind of like blown up was because like it took forever for the deal to finalize in the first place, like 3 off seasons, like just a bunch of other stuff. It just like took an unnecessarily long amount of time. And you can make a case about prioritizing Dak over prioritizing Zeke in terms of like,
I mean, we've seen what Zeke has done this year, last year, which is not much. So I think prioritizing Dak is the right move.
What is it with Dallas quarterbacks and having like super hype but short-lived primes, like DeMarco Murray?
I don't know. I mean, the Cowboys are like the wealthiest NFL franchise, so like they have like a lot of eyes on that team. So like, if you're on the Cowboys, like, and you're the quarterback, you will become famous. Like, look at Tony Romo. Like, he was on the Cowboys, and like he was pretty good, but like he wasn't like Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he didn't have what it. Like, he was good, but he didn't have what it takes to win a championship.
Right, exactly. But everyone knows who Tony Romo is because he played for the Cowboys. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. That is true.
So like, you get elevated to like this super high position, just like Dak. Like, everyone knows who Dak is, or most people do. Just, I mean, I feel like if he was on like the Jacksonville Jaguars, like, yeah, he'd probably be popular. But him on the Cowboys is just like a whole other level.
Mm-hmm. It's like goes back to the argument of big markets and big teams.
Yeah, from last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Cowboys are the biggest market in the NFL, so. Yeah.
Like a Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert situation. Like, both really good players just on a small market, so they don't get much press for their play.
I feel like it's different in the NFL, though, just because, like, quarterbacks are, like, always the face of the team.
That is true.
In, like, 99%. So, like, I mean, I could probably name every starting quarterback, I feel like, in the NFL. Even, like, the smaller teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just because they're talked about more than, like, you know, the quarterbacks are the face. Like, even, like, a small market team, for example, like the Cincinnati Bengals, like, everyone knows who's, like, a pretty, you know, not to be a super fan, but I think like most semi-tuned football fans know that Joe Burrow is the quarterback of the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there's some quarterbacks out there, like Gardner Minshew and, like, Daniel Jones, who aren't as popular, but I feel like it's a little different in football, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the quarterback position is a very coveted one.
Yeah. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some other stuff. In terms of, like, that, we're on football. And, I mean, we can kind of talk more about the Washington situation if you want. I know you're not really a Washington fan, but I am. So, like, coming from, like, a non-fan's point of view, how do you feel about, like, Washington's quarterback search and, like, releasing Alex Smith and all that?
It's bittersweet just because of Alex's impact on the game. From him coming back from such a horrific injury, like literally the worst injury you could ever sustain. Him coming back and playing full force in the NFL, despite some limitations from his injury, uplifting his team, which is a young roster. So that's really good to see and pass on to a developing team. But with that being said, I think it's probably best for Washington's future that he went off to play on some other team.
Yeah, I feel like this was like what Washington needed this year. You know, they had all the prior off-season stuff with Daniel Snyder and, like, whole scandal and, like, the cheerleaders and all this,
yeah,
like, really bad press and, like, a broken locker room. And then we get a coach in who, you know, is battling cancer, and he's just, like, the heart of the team, and he's a good person. And then you get a quarterback, you know, after Dwayne Haskins, who was a, you know, disgrace. But we get Alex Smith in here, who came back from this injury and is, like, an inspirational story. It's just what Washington needed to, like, I wouldn't say rebuild their franchise, but, you know, bring positive light to the team after so many years of, like, this is a trash franchise.
Yeah, exactly. And also set the standard for the team as well.
Set the standard, yeah. It was just good, good positive locker room, you know, vibes that the team needed, I feel like.
Mm.
That being said, I don't really see him bringing Washington anywhere near the Super Bowl. So I think it was best for them to cut him. I would have liked to see him as a coach, maybe, on Washington, like a quarterback coach.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I think he still wants to play, so that's not really going to work. But maybe in the future, maybe when he's, like, you know, into his retirement, he wants to come back. I think he'd be a positive role model for any team, not just, you know, the Washington football team, but, like, any team who has a young locker room could use someone like Alex Smith in there. So I think there's a bright future if he wants to coach, or he wants to, you know, maybe even, like, inspirational speak, because his whole story is pretty insane. So he's a good, you know, he's a very positive future post-NFL, I feel like.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think he was also battling an infection as well, alongside the
dude,
injury.
Dude, Washington gave him the infection.
That,
he got hurt.
I remember.
And then they fucking, they were like, we're going to, I mean, I could be wrong, but to my understanding, he got hurt, they did the surgery, and the surgery got, like, infected or something, and then he had to do, like, another surgery. Like, it's just crazy, dude.
Yeah, this took
and
L
they were like,
after L,
bro,
but he came
and
back.
And they were saying he might never walk. They said he might never walk again, and he came back and started in the NFL. Like, that's pretty crazy.
These movies write themselves, folks.
Dude, honestly, bro, if there's going to be a documentary in the next 10 years, like an ESPN 30 for 30, bro, because people forget he was actually good on he's actually an inspirational story. Like, he was a good quarterback on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, he was decent.
Yeah, and, yeah, exactly. And, like, when he came to Washington that first year, dude, they had, like, a really good record before he got hurt. Like, they were doing well, so. I mean, he's a good quarterback, and this whole extra layer of, like, him having to learn how to walk and all this, like, it just makes Alex Smith's story more interesting.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I think there was this one interesting statistic that I read on one of the sources. I can't remember from which year, but, like, when he started for Washington, he was 5-1. But when other quarterbacks started for the team, they were, like, 8-27 or something like that.
Yeah, we're ass without
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our free Washington's free agency moves and, like, the way we handle and distribute contracts, big L. Dan Snyder needs to go.
Yeah. You hear that Jeff Bezos might want to buy the team?
Really? I did not hear about,
did you hear
that.
About this?
No.
Like, he was saying he was interested in an NFL franchise, and there was like an NFL investigation into the Washington football team right at the same time Jeff Bezos said this, and it was like, it came out that the NFL investigation recommended to the league that Dan Snyder is either suspended from the team or, like, kicked off his position as owner.
I see.
So the NFL is kind of suggesting this to the league. NFL investigators are suggesting this, so kind of points in the direction of, and Amazon just built all those new offices right by D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're clearly investing heavily in this area in D.C., so him, Jeff Bezos owning the team might be a possibility in the future.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty certain. Jeff Bezos.
I mean, it would not be a bad thing to have the richest man of all time. It would not be bad to have the richest man of all time owning the team I like. I would not complain. Isn't there a statistic out there that he could buy the NFL, couldn't he?
I mean, probably. He's, like, the richest man in the world, and it's low-key not even close. Between the other
richest
men. Yeah, he's
the richest man ever. Well, it is recounting, like, that guy from Africa all those years ago, but... you know what I'm talking about? That ancient king who was, like,
I
don't know,
cool.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know who you're talking about.
He was, like, the richest man ever.
Yeah, he, like, distributed gold to, like, people who would like want it. I remember that being like a tale or like a fable. Just
yeah,
that's just
like,
he was just that rich.
Right, but like a modern history of business is that, so.
Yeah.
And that'd be cool to see. That'd be cool to see. But yeah, I think he can't buy the whole NFL, but I mean, I'll take him on Washington, that's for sure. I would take him on Washington. Let me ask you a question, though.
Yeah, what's up?
Out of all rich people out there, who do you want to see own a franchise? It can be any sport. What like rich person out there would you think should own a franchise?
Own a sports franchise?
Mm-hmm. Who doesn't already? Like, Bill Gates, like, he doesn't have to be a billionaire. I'm not gonna try, but like someone who has a lot of money, who do you think would be cool to see as an owner?
Bill Gates owning LA Galaxy?
Ooh, that'd be cool.
That would be kind of tough, especially since like
Silicon Valley surfers. The Silicon Valley surfers, dude. Woo! They have like all silver and gold. That could look be tough. I don't think he wants to do that though.
No, he's more philanthropic with his money anyway.
Yeah, right. Let me think. I like that question. Who's out there? Obama owning a sports franchise would be cool.
That would be dope.
That would be cool. I know he probably doesn't have the money for it, but, you know, hypothetically, that would be cool. Michael Jordan owning the Bulls, obviously, you know that will never happen, but that would be fucking sick.
Yeah, honestly. They'd probably give him the keys to, like, everything.
The keys to the state.
They'll honestly, like, if you own the Bulls, you own the keys to the Chicago.
You know what I was thinking about, though? Like, hypothetically speaking, like, do you think in, like, 10, 15 years' time when, like, insanely fast travel becomes a possibility that we're going to have, like, global leagues? Like, it'll literally be, it won't just be, like, the NBA, National Basketball Association, but, like, it's just America. It'll be, like, the Global Basketball Association. And we'll have teams in, like, China, like, a French team in there. Like, you think that's, like, a possibility? And, like, in 15, 20 years when they, like, build these insanely fast trains, like, they're talking about building, it's, like, supersonic metro that can go through the ocean, like things that just make travel more convenient. Like, do you think that we could see that happening?
Maybe. It's just that, like, when you're trying to unite all these teams and all these franchises from all across the world, there's definitely going to be conflicts of interest that will, like, most likely never resolve.
Like, in terms of corrupt referees, like, oh, the Chinese ref is gonna, like, root for the Chinese team, like, shit like that?
Not just that, though. It's just, like, oh, like, we want our league to go in this direction while you want it in this direction, so we're not gonna agree to this deal. Because it effectively harms us instead of, like, and it'll, like, benefit you more, so we're just gonna take it on our own.
Yeah, I see that, but I think it'd be so cool. You have, like, the Chinese team, and then, like, the American team, and they, like, come together and, like, battle it out, like, oh, whoo! It'd be like the Olympics, but, like, lit, because, like, USA, like, always wins in the Olympics, but, like, yeah, global teams would be sick, in my opinion.
Yeah, no, you're 100% correct.
Like, could you imagine, like, a Russian NFL team that's just, like, nasty? The Moscow Maulers or some shit, they have, like, and they're just, like, big-ass Russian dudes. Oh, my God.
The Oklahoma Drill is, like, with brown bears.
Oh, shit.
Imagine, though.
That'd be so cool.
Imagine.
Oh, my God. All right, what else we got? Is that it? Did we cover all the topics?
I'm trying to figure it out. Hold on.
I know it's a little quicker when you have one less opinion, like, everything goes a little quicker, so. Kind of flew through everything.
I mean, I heard about, like, the Roblox stock exploding, but, like, I don't have much insight about that.
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay. It just gave me, like, GameStop-type vibes. And what happened with that?
Everyone just is trying to be the next fucking hedge fund god. Like,
yeah,
it's kind of getting dead, bro. I'm sick and tired of hearing all these people act like they know what they're talking about. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Honestly, bro, like those TikToks of like 20-year-old kids and was like, I made $3,000 in 3 days. Find out with my free program. And it's just like a video of them being like, yo, you want these tips? I don't want to get into that. That's like a whole fucking thing. Next time.
I see what you're, yeah, it's annoying though.
Entrepreneur Instagram gets me so weak though.
Bro, what did you tell me about, like, you know when you told me that joke about, like, that Instagram name was, like, I don't take the bus or some shit, like,
no,
that was you.
Alright, so, like, there's, like, thousands of entrepreneur, like, appreciation accounts on Instagram, right? And there was this one of them, like, shit posting, right? And it was, like, a quote from someone from somewhere. And it was, like, it gets lonely when you get to the top. That's why a Bugatti has 2 seats and a bus has 50.
That's what's happening now, but, like, unironically. People are actually trying to think like that. Like, it's so bad.
It's really strange how accessible all these things are and, like, the mindset that...
Everyone wants to be rich nowadays.
Yeah, like Wolf of Wall Street type vibes.
But no one wants to put in the work, so there's like...
Exactly.
Trying to find the quick way. And then there's people who will like take advantage of that like need by like scamming and shit.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like...
You have to be qualified. Like, to be an actual financial advisor, like, you have to go to college and like get a qualification, like certification. Like, it's not just like some random guy on TikTok, like... You shouldn't be taking financial advice from anyone who isn't, like, a certified...
Yo, college is a scam. Download my app. You'll get all this knowledge and insider information on the World Stock Exchange. I know Jeff Bezos personally.
You know who's, like, the first guy who was to do that low-key?
Huh?
I have all these cars. You know who the first guy was to, like, kind of scam like that low-key?
Fucking, Here in My Garage. Yeah, I know that.
Here in My Garage! You know what I value more than these cars?
Knowledge. He goated, honestly. He bought
up
all the ad space.
Sign up for my program. He did.
He bought all the ad space.
Oh my god, that was the first. He was ahead of the curve, dude.
Ty Lopez, that's his name.
Ty Lopez, he was ahead of the curve. Oh man.
For real.
What a fucking legend.
Back to the whole, like, like, people are putting into, like...
God,
put
in... Huh? I'm sorry. So funny. I'm just laughing about the, like, it gets lonely at the time. Like, God, it's too
Cause it's, like... It's such a shitty,
so
like... whatever. But, like, back to where you were saying...
It's a joke meme that people take who actually live by that mindset. Like, people actually think that's, like,
for
yeah,
real.
Bro, like, fuck yeah. Like, bro, what...
They have, like, Arnold Schwarzenegger posters on their wall, and it's like, grind smarter and harder.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's so fucking funny, bro. Because it's true, bro. I know people like that.
Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger posters, like,
but
Warren Buffett as their
bro.
iPhone homepage.
My stock portfolio.
For real.
I don't have a stock portfolio.
No, but, like, back to where you were saying about, like, putting in the work to, like, actually get shit done. Say you, like, a person who's buying into the idea of, like, monitoring stocks and, like, putting money where you think it'll be, like, hot eventually so that you'll sell it. And then you make, like, the money that you make and you, like, hit it big, right? By doing that, you're not... So what if, like, something bad happens? Or, like, some adversity hits you in your life. You're not going to be properly equipped and prepared to deal with that. And especially with kids having, like, iPhones and other forms of technology with plethora methods of access to these resources. I don't know, like, what's going to happen when, like, big adversity hits in their life.
think like financial? Like, you mean like these kids aren't like are just gonna spend all the money on like this, lose it all, and then like not have any money to do anything? Like, is that what you mean?
Not necessarily that. It's just like setbacks in their life. Like, it obviously it depends from person to person, like how they manage their life. But like, what if setbacks happen and then people are just gonna be like, oh fuck this.
Well, I don't know if people, like, I don't know if that, do you think that correlates? Like, you think people being stupid with their money, like, correlates with, like, fighting through adversity?
It depends. Like, you could learn from your mistakes of mismanaging money or something.
I mean, I don't know, like, I see what you're saying, but, like I said, like you said, I think it depends on, like, the person. Like,
yeah,
if you put your money in, can learn from it and be like, oh, you know, I learned this, maybe I should do this better next time. But then there definitely are some people who are like, I just give up. And like, you should never give up on anything. That's like a bad mindset to have.
Yeah, exactly. It's that mindset development of kind of just like, oh, like, I don't know.
At the same time, I think of the bigger, like, I guess, problem with society, I don't know if it's really a problem, but like, I think there's a big problem in our generation, like millennials and Gen Z, that like, but you can still hear me, right? Because I'm, like, leaning with my microphone.
Say, yeah.
You can still hear me, right?
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I think there's a big problem with, like, I'm trying to think how to, like, phrase this. Give me a second. Like, there's a big problem in our society of, like, oh, I need to pull the picture back on, my bad.
Thank you.
The people wanting to be rich, I feel like it's okay to not be rich, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like everyone wants to be rich, and no one really teaches people the fact that, like, that's not really going to happen. That's going to happen to, like, 1% of the 1%.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay to be not rich. You know what I mean? And you shouldn't have to, like, aspire to these crazy goals when, like, extremely unrealistic, and then you get upset when you don't reach those goals. Like, it's so hard to be in that class of, like, extremely wealthy that, like, you shouldn't be upset when you don't make it, because it's not going to happen to everyone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, the reason that these TikTok, like, not even TikTok, but, like, learn how to invest in the stock market, make money quick schemes are blowing up, in my opinion, is because everyone wants to be rich. They see, like, all this jet ski, jet set lifestyle on Instagram, when in reality that's, like, 0.1% of everyone in the world. But they're willing,
yeah,
like, people want that so bad that they're willing to, like, do dumb things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That was kind of, like, the mindset that I was going with, but, you explained it better.
Yeah. Also, give me one second. Move on to the next topic, but I think I have something I have to do with. Give me, like, 30 seconds, okay? Just keep talking real quick.
Okay.
I forgot some water. Hold up.
Okay, all right. All right. I hope everybody is having a really good day today, and, you know, if minor setbacks and you get in the way of your life and you're just, like, down in the dumps or whatever, just keep going. Take it a day at a time. World's not going to end tomorrow, nor the day after that, nor the day after that. The world is just going to keep going. And it's about picking yourself up and remaining on that grind, whatever your grind is, you know? So just keep at it. You got this.
All right, I'm back. Sorry, what were you saying?
No, I was just giving some words of wisdom. you'll see it when you watch it back.
Bro, just tell me what you said.
I basically just told everybody have a nice day and, like, take it a day at a time when setbacks get in your life and you're down in the dumps.
Yeah. I never get sad. I mean, I don't know about you, but I never really get upset about, like, stuff like that. I don't know. I've never really experienced a moment of, like, really sad sadness over something. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. Have you?
I do, but, like, I would consider myself, like, an emotional person, but the emotions that I feel after, like, something bad happens, they're, like, really delayed. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I, like, fail a test...
You don't really think about it in the moment. okay.
Yeah, if I, like, fail a test or whatever, I'm just like, oh, like, I failed the test, like, better luck next time, right? But then, like, a few hours after that, I'm like, bro, I'm a failure. Like, I failed this test. Like, it is weird, but, you know.
I'm just, like, I'm thinking the first part of what you said, like, better luck next time, and then I just move on, because, like, the way I always like to think about it, I think it's like, a good mindset to have. It's, like, you already took the test. You already failed, right? There's nothing you can do except try harder the next time. But there's no point in, like, being sad, because what, you being sad isn't gonna, like, make the test go up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't afford to be sad and waste time, like, crying over the one test.
Not even that, like, wasting time. Like, I mean, it's okay to feel emotion, but, like, you shouldn't not do something because there's a risk of failure, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
You should always just try, because, like, if you fail, like, that's no big deal, because you can just try again the next time, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's just the way I like to look at things like that.
No, I think you got it. You hit the nail on the head right there.
Yeah. But at the same time, like, I've never really experienced anything super crazy. Like, maybe once I experience something really devastating, I might change my opinion. But I haven't experienced anything like that yet. So maybe when I have, I'll change my opinion. But as of now, nothing.
You're just chilling.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely have quote unquote hardships. But, like, in another way, like, My hardships are not equal to, like, actual hardships. Like, a hardship for me is like, oh no, I did bad on a test. Versus like, oh no, my home is being bombed by missiles shooting out of the sky. Like, I can't, there's no drinking water, like, in my village. Like, those are real hardships.
Yeah.
That people have to deal with. So, like, my stupid little test is, like, nothing. And that's what I like to think about sometimes. Like, you know, put things in perspective, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Really not that big of a deal. What's the time? Where are we at right now?
We are at 40 and a half.
40 and a half? All right.
Yeah. We can talk about the UFC real quick. The most recent UFC event.
Okay, I watched the highlights. I watched, like, the prelims and stuff, but I got really tired.
Mm-hmm.
I heard about the fight, but I saw the highlights. Like, what'd you take away from that?
I guess should I preface by, like, the takeaway? Oh, yeah. Yeah, the takeaways. So, the Adesanya versus Jan, I'm going to butcher it, Blachowicz? Whatever. But, yeah. Like, the big takeaway from that is, like, Adesanya's humbled. He lost the fight to the veteran. But it was a pretty good fight, though. Like, both sides were, like, fought well. But it was, like, the jabs and the wrestling from Blachowicz on Adesanya that swayed the close rounds towards his favor. And I don't know whether or not Adesanya was up on any scorecards or anything like that, but, he won, and it was a very skillful win. And despite, like, him saying that he wasn't as powerful as he anticipated, both fighters were thought well of each other and held each other to high regard of their skill. So, that was a good fight.
I completely agree. It was, you know, a solid good fight, but in my, like, what I like to see in the UFC, like, it's just my preference. I like to see, like, beef. Like, I want to see, like, beef between the fighters, you know what I mean? I think it makes it more interesting. Like, when Mayweather and McGregor fought, that was lit because of, like, all the stuff before, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it was, like, crazy because of, like, it was, like, two completely different worlds and two completely different, like fields, I guess, for the lack of a better word, just, like, coming together.
I think McGregor's really good at that. He's really good at, like, I think this is why the UFC likes him so much and why he makes him so much money, because he can really hype up, he can make anything feel super, like, important, and you have to tune in, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I want to see what McGregor does next. Like, that's the type of mentality that he invokes in people.
Exactly. I think that mentality is, like, what makes the UFC interesting. When, like, two fighters really, like, they make it seem like the fans that they really hate each other. Like, a nice, respectable fight between two fighters is always, like, you know, it's, you know, it's good. It's a sport. Like, it's a good sport to watch. Mm-hmm. Like, it's entertaining. But, like, when they're, like, I'm going to fucking kill you, like, on some, like, crazy, like, beef off, like, out of the ring beef, I think that's when it's, like, this is super crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think something similar, I don't know if the beef was that strong or it was just more of like a hyped up fight, but it was Ronda Rousey and Holly Holmes, yeah. Like that fight was kind of crazy just because like Rousey was such a successful fighter at the time and Holmes was like past her prime and like trying to prove herself and then she won in like record time.
There was a story behind the fight.
Yes, exactly.
Like she beat Ronda Rousey so bad both times that Ronda Rousey had to go to the WWE. Like, like, bruh, that was crazy.
Yeah, but
have you been UFC guys or no?
Not really. But if there's like a big bout and I know of the two fighters, then I might just like tune in. I was there actually. This is crazy. I was watching the fight live with my brother and some of his friends when, like, the fastest knockout in UFC history happened, where he, like, kneed the dude in the head, and it was, like, 3 seconds.
Oh, Jorge Masvidal?
Yes, Masvidal, and the other dude. But the other dude, I can't remember if it was, like, a title fight or whatever.
Ben Askren. Mm-hmm. Ben Askren, that was his name, yeah. You know that guy once is fighting Jake Paul? Or something like that?
Something. Masvidal?
No. The guy who lost. Ben Askren.
Oh.
He called him out, and then Ben Askren posted, like, a really, really bad video of him, like, punching or something, and it was really weak, and everyone was making fun of him.
I mean, like, the one thing that he does really, really, really well is his ground game and wrestling. That's, like, that took him to the top. Because he was just that good at it.
Yeah, I feel like in UFC, though, you have to be multifaceted. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like a Habib.
Look at Habib. Oh, he's like, punches you, takes you down, chokes you up. You know, it's just crazy. Like, he's
yeah.
Just from all angles.
Yeah, his game is incredible.
John Jones, same thing.
Yeah, for real.
The goats of the UFC.
We can move on to the other events real quick, just to like recap them all and those takeaways as well, if you want.
Okay.
All right, sure. So the next one was it was the women's fight, Nunes, and I can't remember the other person's name. But basically, the main takeaway from that fight is Nunes is GOAT, and it's low-key not even close. she won that in dominating fashion, I would say.
Yeah.
She really only has, like, one fight left to prove herself, and it's against a fighter that she already won against, but it was a fight that could have gone both ways. It was a split decision. So if she really wanted to cement her legacy, she would have to clearly win against that fighter. And Savinko or something like that. That was her last name. But,
mm-hmm. How old is she? Not the woman she's fighting, but herself.
Nunes?
Yeah.
I cannot remember. I want to say late 20s to early to mid 30s. She's been fighting for a while.
Right. Yeah, she's really good. I mean, I don't watch women's... I'm not a big fan of watching women, like, fight. Like, it's just not something I enjoy watching. That's just my preference. But, from what I've seen of her, it's crazy how good she is compared to, like, the other people.
Yeah, she has hands.
has she fought Holly Holm?
I don't know. I can't recall.
I'd be interested to see. We were just talking about her and stuff. But, yeah, I mean, she's goated. She's going to go down as probably the best women fighter of all time. And, like you said, it is really close, so it's just
yeah.
She's got hands, dude.
For real. She can strike. She can strike really well.
Here's the thing. How do you think she would do against men?
You can't really answer that question just because of how different those leagues are. Because, like, it's interesting that you brought that up, because I watched, like, this one video of, like, this girl, she was making an argument against, like, boys who are transitioning to be girls and just, like, obliterating sports records. And she was making a case, she was making, like, a Title IX, like, defense against people wanting, or against, like, transitioning boys winning girls awards. She's making, like, a Title IX defense, and, like, it was interesting because one example, like, she brought up, are you familiar with Alex Phoenix? Or Allison Felix, sorry.
It sounds really familiar, but, like, remind me.
Oh, she's, like, she's widely regarded as the fastest woman in the world, and she, like, won the, I can't remember what medal she won, but, she's very, very successful, and she's very, with a very successful track runner with a lot of accolades, and she's really successful in her sport. The fastest, like, 400-meter race time that she ran, which is one lap around a full outdoor track court, the fastest time that she ran was, like, 49, a little over 49 seconds, which is comparable to, like, high school boys' time. Yeah.
And she's a woman.
Yes, Allison Felix.
Like, she's not transitioning.
No, she's just straight female. Straight up female, I guess.
Yeah, but do you think you can compare track and, like, fighting, though? You know what I mean? Like I see what you're saying. You're saying that, like...
Yeah, the differences in sports are obviously going to be different, but there's so many dynamics... And there's so many variables that go into account that it's, like, impossible to answer that question.
I feel like a big UFC fan could probably, like, someone who actually knows about fighting could probably answer that question. Someone who's, like, actually
a fighter. Yeah, like, I'm the wrong person to ask for that kind of question.
Yeah, exactly. I just think it's interesting because she is the GOAT of women's. I'd be interested to see where she would stack up in men's. Obviously, that's never going to happen because that and never get sanctioned. A women's men's would never get sanctioned like that, but... Like, would she be mid-tier? Would she be high-tier? Would she be low in that?
It depends on the competition, I suppose.
What weight class is she?
Bantam?
Who's, like, good men's bantam fighters?
Bantam is a stacked division. I think Khabib... Because, like, weight classes change and fighters change weights, like, all the time. But I remember reading that bantam is, like, a stacked division. I could be wrong, I'm not a huge UFC person, but a lot of the fighters that you know are probably in bantamweight. That's like 135 pounds or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting hypothetical question that I would like to see someone who actually has like some real fighting knowledge like answer.
Yeah.
Because we all know what would happen if a guy transitioned into the girls' division would destroy everyone. Like, I might not be sexist, but that's what would happen. But like you just said about the track thing.
Mm-hmm.
Women going to men is different, especially when, you know, it's UFC. Well, how you ran track, right?
Yes.
What was your 400 time?
Like 53, 54, I can't remember.
You were only 5 seconds slower than, like, the world record holder.
Hmm?
You're only 5 seconds slower than, like, the world record holder for women's track.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point I'm trying to make.
But I'm asking you, is that, like, a large gap?
Yes. 5 seconds is a lot.
Okay. What's the fastest men's 400 time?
Probably, like, something super OC. I can't remember.
5 seconds. Just Google it real quick. I'm curious.
Okay, I got you.
I think I'll add more context to this conversation if you know the fastest men's 400 time.
Slow phone. So, the current men's world record holder is held by Wayne Van Niekerk of South Africa, with a time of 43.03 seconds. That's crazy.
6 seconds faster than Denver. Is that a lot? Is that really fast? I don't know anything about track.
That is very fast. Thinking about, envision like our football field, right? You know, the track around that. Yeah, imagine running the whole length, or the like, imagine running that track in under a minute.
It is really fast. What does Usain Bolt run? It's not 400, I guess.
He runs like 200 and 300, I believe, but I think his fastest 100 time is like 9.8 or something like that, which is also crazy.
And what's probably that by like 4? That's like what, 36? Oh, it's like 10, so like 40?
Yeah, 9.58 is the 100-meter record.
And that's his record?
Yes.
Hypothetically speaking, if he ran the 400, he would be the world record holder in that too.
Yes. He'd be running 10 seconds per 100 meters, so 40 seconds.
That's, like, impossible, though.
That is, yes. Yes. And, like, it's...
Have you ever run a 400?
That's like all I ran.
So has he ever?
Oh, I have no idea. He probably ran it as like for training and practice just to get his endurance up.
Google Usain Bolt 400 meter record. See if anything comes up. I'm really curious to see.
Usain Bolt 400 meter race time.
Forty-5.28. He's faster than the world record holder for women, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's wild. Well, he's only 2 seconds slower than the world record holder for men.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's, dude, he's a beast, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, like, when everybody... It's strange, though, because... Not strange. But, like, in a 100-meter race, like, the closer the distance, or the shorter the distance, the more... or less significant time changes actually are. So, like, if you say you ran a race in, like, 11 seconds, a 100-meter dash in, like, 11 seconds, it's going to take a fuck ton of training to get that to, like, 10.5.
Right, because you have less of a window to, like, improve your time.
Yeah. And if you're already, like, amazing, the improvements in skill are less negligible.
Yeah, exactly. Because you're already like close to max.
Yeah, exactly.
You have less room to grow and like improve. Yeah, right.
Unless you do roids.
Maybe. What do you think the fastest 400 is on roids, bro? Like 30 seconds.
Bro, like.
No.
What was that one?
I want to see someone snort. No, I want to see someone like snort some crystal meth and then run the 40 or run the 400.
Their heart would probably explode. Their heart will probably explode. He beats the world record by 20 seconds, but he died of cardiac arrest.
Oh my god, dude. Oh my god, bro. You think Bolt on meth would run the 400 in like 5 seconds?
Honestly, bro. Like, he, like, does a line, and, like, when he shoots the gun, and then they, like, see him, see them starting at the line, and then you hear a voice at the finish line, like, bro, stop the timer, what are you doing, I finished already.
Oh, my God.
Oh shit. Bro, the Flash, bro.
But we really got off topic, dude.
Honestly, I mean, anything goes.
Dude, the Just Joe podcast is crazy, dude. Well, I think, what time are we at right now?
We're at 57 and a half, almost.
Do you want to wrap it up, or is there, like, one last thing you want to talk about?
I'm cool with, yeah, I have nothing else to say. What about you?
Let me think. I'm just going through my photos on my phone to see if I can get inspiration here. Oh, I got a question for you. I got one more topic we can talk about.
Alright, we can end on this question.
Alright, so... Obviously, TikTok is super popular. but they're like short form, quick videos, right?
Yeah.
So Twitter has started something like that as well, and YouTube is pushing this thing called like YouTube Shorts.
Mm-hmm.
It's like short videos, basically same thing as TikTok, and Instagram's doing it too with like, I think it's called Reels.
Yes.
So, like, what do you think about like A, people copying TikTok so blatantly, and B, like, what this means for the future of like social media content?
What was the second part of the question?
How do you think this affects the future of social media content?
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, I guess. That's what came to mind when you asked that question.
I'm not talking about the company. I'm talking about, like, the content that is going to be produced. Like,
the content. Okay.
How does this... Well, first I'm going to ask you, how do you think about the... I asked you about, like, the company's copying, and then you can say, if you can't beat them, join them, which I agree with. But to the second part of my question, like, how do you think this affects, like, in terms of, like, the content that's going to be produced by people, like, this pushing of, like, super quick content, like, how do you think that affects, like, the content being produced, like, the consumers?
I'm trying to answer it in a way that's, like, taking into account the bigger picture, because because people are trying to come up with formats that align with the one scroll with your thumb kind of videos that you see all the time. So, like, you know those, like, obviously staged but not staged, like, on-street interviews where it's, like, you know the ones I'm talking about, right? You see them on Instagram fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think a lot of content creators will look more towards, like, quick and snappy, something that you can do with on a low budget that has, like, a twist ending or something with a twist, you know?
Do you think this is good for content or, like, bad for content?
I mean, with how trends work and just like the copy and just like the copy paste nature of everything, like, see, like, a trend happens or like someone like develops something that's like creative and it like fits the formula well, people are just going to copy that formula in their own way. So from that perspective,
a bunch of copycat videos.
Yeah, like, how many FousseyTube-esque YouTube channels have arisen when FousseyTube became famous? They're just trying to capitalize in on the hype.
Right.
So, from...
Do you think everyone's going to hop on the bandwagon of, like, quick videos now?
Quick videos in similar formats to the ones that have already exploded.
Mm-hmm.
In that perspective, from a creative one, it's not good at all.
Right, I agree.
But, I mean, if it gets the numbers up, and it's easy, and it's, like, fun, then you can't really take that away from a person. Unless if it's, like, wholly unethical. JStation.
What do you prefer? Like, what kind of video do you prefer? You like a short or long pause, like, video guy?
I like long pause. No. I definitely prefer, like, longer videos that, analyze or like commentary videos that are like absurdly long for no reason. I like listening to those just as like background noise and like something else to pay attention
more than, like, you like shit that's like more than like just surface level vibe.
Yeah, but it also depends on the day. Like, one day I might feel memes more, so I'll just watch like a meme compilation on YouTube or whatever and just like be stuck on that loop.
Right.
But if I'm just trying to, like, chill at home and pass the time, I usually, like, open up a commentary video or something like that.
I feel you. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't really like short videos, like, at all. I think they're kind of, like, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like, they're not very stimulating. Like, you just watch it, and then it's just, like,
And then you, like, share it with friends and stuff like that. It's stuff that you can, like, not take as much time out of your day to, like, get some enjoyment.
It's just, like, easily digestible.
Yeah.
Stuff. I mean, it's like fast food, bro. It's really like fast food. Like, you can have a fuck ton of fast food and, like, quick, and, like, it tastes really good in the moment, but then afterwards, you're like, damn, what did I really do? Nothing. Or you can have, like, a nice meal. Takes a while to cook, that takes a lot of effort to make. You eat it, you have to think about it. It's you know, there's more flavors than just like a basic fucking hamburger from McDonald's. And afterwards, you're like, damn, I feel full. Like, I feel satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's a good comparison. Like, TikTok, which is like 10 seconds, right? Or I don't have TikTok, it's like 10, 30, however long it is.
Whatever.
And then you have like,
30.
Then you have like a 25 minute, like, video about something really interesting that you think is interesting. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's like, and like people just prefer, like, some people love fast food. And, like, hate having to cook for an hour. And some people hate, you know, going and eating something that is just like super basic. So it's just how you just preference, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
I don't think it's gonna kill. Like, I don't think this whole short video craze is gonna kill like long videos or anything.
No.
You know what died, though? That was, like, they actually tried to change the game and it, like, completely failed? What was that app where it was, like, all vertical videos?
Musical.ly?
No, this is, like, kind of recent. It, like, there was, like, Chance the Rapper commercials, like, it was, like, hella hyped up. And it just died. And it's, like, these are dead.
Probably because they endorsed Chance. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. Bro, what is that?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just gonna go, but you're gonna know that I'm fucking one second.
But a videos in the only vertical format sounds
so
limiting.
Vertical video app or social media where all videos were vertical. Or it wasn't even like videos, it was like movies. Oh my. God, bro. I'm not gonna be able to find it. Chance the Rapper social media commercial. Oh, I'm gonna fucking find it.
I love my wife.
I hate. But what is that fucking thing called, bro? It was like a social media app. That, like, was popular. It was like, I think for like a week, and it just died. And it was like all the videos were vertical. All vertical videos. Chance the Rapper, bro. I'm not gonna find it. You know what's crazy? I'm gonna remember when I'm like sleeping. It's gonna be like.
That's how it works, honestly.
Bro. Alright, I'm gonna get one more. Fortnite social media app crossover. I don't know if it was a social media app or if it was like a video app. It was like a video, like, subscription.
Are you sure it was like a vertical ad and that's it?
I feel like. I want to find a movie streaming. This is so boring for anyone listening to this, but like, you got to share with me.
This is all being a live stream, too. So you have to see our struggle. But honestly, we'll probably cut it out.
Oh my god.
We'll probably cut this out.
Anything, that's the process. Process. Bro, what? I'm showing everything. Let me just close that. But, bro, what is it? Give me like 30 seconds to like really deeply think. And if I can't get it, we're moving on. Give me like 30 seconds. All right, ready? I have no idea.
Damn, we'll get him next
if
time.
If anyone is watching this, and they came from an Instagram story share, like a promotion of this podcast, DM me the name of that app. Because it was a thing for like a week. I remember it was like, it was in like Fortnite, like they advertised it as Fortnite. There was like a Chance the Rapper commercial. And like, who's John Legend married to? Chrissy Teigen? There was like a Chrissy Teigen commercial. Mm. And then it came out and then no one used it and then it died.
Yeah.
Anyway, ending on that, dude, that blows me that I can't remember what that is.
Shit. Yeah, thank you guys very much for watching the second episode. There will definitely be more. Follow our socials down wherever the banner, wherever our handles are located. I don't know. And yeah, just stay tuned for the next episode. Catch y'all later.
There will be three of us next time.
Yes, we'll try our best.
This was a temporary two-person episode. I hope you enjoyed it. I think we kept it pretty interesting, even with only two of us. But yeah, thank you for watching, and catch you guys on the next episode.
Mm-hmm. And let us know what you think in the comments.
Yeah. Tell me the name of that app. Please tell me the name of that app.
All right. Peace.
Bye.